Garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Custom shirts on this, the Horrorphilia Podcast Network and BoyGob.com. You will not hear the last conversation. Joe, seems like your week has been okay. Didn't seem like you worked this weekend. You had a little fun.
This good, weekend, good? I did not, but that's okay because it comes on the tail end of having a mail bomb virus hit my email. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I think it's something you get from the Severin website.
Possibly. No, I would actually have to like buy something from them to get my information. But no, it's just when you get subscribed to just fucking everything out there. So I was getting just a flood of emails just coming through nonstop. And
for what?
Whatever. I mean, some of it I couldn't even read because it was in like fucking hieroglyphics and shit, you know, like mummy writing. And
got one more sold.
Yeah. Thanks, so, Jeff. All right. But yeah, so I had that, and then my bank got hacked that same day, so I had to cancel my fucking card, and that's always fun. But other than that, it's been all right, I guess. Yeah, kick back a little.
Oh, yeah, and relaxing.
Yeah, watched another live stream concert.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
It was different from the other one. This one was like, was more like watching, like we were talking about watching those concert videos, the VHS or DVDs or whatever, because it was real polished. You know, it was like it didn't feel like a live show. You know, it gotcha. Felt more like a production, you know, but yeah, I guess it's all right. I didn't pay for it. Fuck it. You know?
What was it?
Behemoth.
Oh.
Yeah, you know them. Death metal band out of Poland.
Ah, the old locks, they call them.
Yeah, always in trouble with the church, with their obscenity laws and everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is this the one you watched the movie about?
No, those dudes are from Germany, I think. If I remember right. Or no. Norland,
Ice, ah, Norlands,
whatever. Yeah, Norwegia.
Ah, old Norwegia, I see. Yeah. That's where Kris Kringle's from.
But I guess all those places are the same fucking area. I can't afford a globe. I don't have one, so you know. But yeah, just relax a little. You're relaxing. You know, about to enjoy your holiday tomorrow.
Oh. I gotta work after this too. I got a lot of stuff. It's been a long week. Luckily, nobody's buying mummy bundles, so I don't have that weighing me down.
No worries about that.
Thought that was a good idea. I'm only going to make stuff that I think will not sell and is a terrible idea from now on.
Hey, speaking of which, I dusted a big old Frankenstein heavy bust that you made the other day. Hey, this is another Tom's money-making ideas.
No, that was somebody wanted a little latex bust of a mask that I made. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, and I molded it in silicone, or maybe they wanted stone ones. I don't know, but regardless, that was a custom job. Okay. So I actually did get paid for that.
Yeah.
I think the mold's gone, so you fucked up there.
Oh, in the old mold cave.
It probably broke the fucking floor. That thing had to be heavy as shit. You don't know if it broke the floor?
No, I didn't break it. I was dusting it the other day.
Oh, I gotcha. And I thought you said you busted it.
No. Dusted.
Okay.
I keep things clean, Tom.
Nice, okay. I was going to say, yeah, that would go like straight through the fucking floor.
Yeah, you could fucking hurt somebody with that thing. Imagine going to a peaceful protest and hauling that motherfucker up.
Yeah, it might go a yard.
Yeah, I don't have the fucking arm strength for that.
Like the shot put or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah. Fucking that stupid too. Shot put. Oh, let me see how far we can throw this heavy ball.
Fucking Greeks.
Mm-hmm. Butt fuckers.
So what's I do anything this week? Not really, just working. Whole lot of working.
And that usually means you have a whole lot of movie watching.
Hey, Joe, what do you know about The Tick?
The Tick?
Ben Edlund's The Tick.
I know it was a pretty decent comic, and they turned it into a cartoon that was pretty good. And then they turned it into a TV show that I never watched. No, they turned it into a TV show that I did watch. That wasn't that good, and then years later they made a new TV show that I never watched.
A web series, I think it's called.
I thought it was an Amazon original.
Well, wouldn't that be a web series? Since it's not technically on broadcast television or cable television.
Well, this has all changed. You know, this is a streaming site. You know, Amazon has their original contents and shit.
Oh, really? Tell me more while that Hulu ad plays in the background.
Hulu as well. They make original content.
Yeah, like that's every week.
Series Into the Dark, which I didn't watch this week.
That's good.
I guess the Labor Day one drops tomorrow.
Oh, great. I bet it's going to be about being in labor or have nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, they're going to have a guy go to his job. In one scene, yeah.
Oh, that dog's back. Yeah, The Tick. I read like 5 issues of the comic book. I was like, yeah, it's fine, I guess. It's very of the era that everybody was ripping off Frank Miller's fucking Daredevil with Elektra and the hand and all that shit. So it's very around that era, Ninja Turtles, The Tick, it's all
the
pretty
Black
much
monsters.
Yeah.
The Fish Police.
It was fine. I don't really want to pick it up and read any more right now. So I was just, all right, let's see how the cartoon is. The cartoon's fine. There's some stuff in there that's in the comics. There's some stuff in there they just made up, but it was fine. I just think Venture Brothers is a much better show. So why am I going to fuck with an inferior thing when I can watch the better version, I guess? But it's not bad. It's just Venture Brothers is a lot better.
Well, Venture Brothers came a lot later, too, once animation had changed, you know.
I understand. Yeah, and that's the thing, too. This fucking the DVD set I got, it doesn't look great. And it's just because the animation of the time, it's not great.
Yeah.
It kind of hurts the eyes, honestly, to watch it. But, yeah, I'm not saying it sucks. It was bad. I was kind of a Tick fan as a kid. I, you know, it was fine. I watched a few episodes. It's okay. I don't see how it got two fucking TV shows, as you call them, and it blew up in popular culture as much as it did. But I'm glad it did, because if it wasn't for the Tick, we wouldn't have the Venture Brothers. Because Ben Edlin put Doc Hammer and Jackson Publick together to make the show. So
that was nice of him.
It was.
Yeah. but the first Tick TV show was on a network. It might have been on Fox. ABC or some shit. Oh, Fox. Okay.
Starring Brock Sampson.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all coming together, isn't it?
Yeah, that show was not very good.
It was okay.
Hmm.
Like, out of the three, the comic book, the cartoon animated series, and the Fox live action series, I'd probably say that's the worst out of the three, but they're all okay.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Yeah, it is what it is.
What did you watch?
I watched Too Old to Die Young. This is a series from Nicholas Widfring Wren, maybe? I don't know. This is a director that, if you don't like his shit, you're not going to like this this movie. I mean, this TV show. It's real slow, but it's real fucked up, too. It's got some really horrendous, horrible shit. It's about horrendous, horrible people. Corrupt cops, drug lords, petty gunmen, you know, shit like that. Heists.
we'll get to that.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's just, I mean, I dig it. I dig this guy's style. I think his camera work's really hypnotic. He uses the same guy.
Why do you talk like that?
To do his score, because it is, you know, it's just like I'm sitting there watching the TV and I'm like fucking zoned out, like I'm really into it.
Hypnotize that motherfucker.
Yeah, and Cliff Martinez, his music is fucking great.
Was it mesmerizing?
It was
spellbinding.
It was.
The score was enchanting.
It was like an astral projection.
It was like an asshole projection. Fucking good one, Tom. So five.
We did get a projector. But yeah, we'll get to that whenever I set it up and shit.
What?
Yeah.
Plug and play. Then you just focus it a little bit and you're good. Man.
What'd you watch, Tom?
I watched Happy Happy Joy Joy, the Ren and Stimpy story.
I did not.
Okay, well, this is a documentary about Ren and Stimpy, the making of it, the rise and fall, and all the people who came together to make this show for Nickelodeon. And they had it all shot and done. It was ready to get out there in the world. And then news broke that John Kay may or may not have, well, I guess it obviously was, because they say it in the movie, that he had relations with a minor or more. So they say, oh, well, we can't leave this out. We tried to get John Kay in it before, but he didn't want any part. But now that this news is out, he wants to be on camera and talk to us. Okay. So,
is that like a standard for working at Nickelodeon?
You know, you gotta ask yourself, what kind of person wants to work with children and on kids programming?
Nick, Nickelodeon.
Kick him down now. But yeah, it was he actually is open and candid about it, I guess you would say. It's the same line as all of these pedophiles. Oh, they were so mature. and they just talked to me in a way that they knew what they wanted. I was captivated by them. I was hypnotized.
So how old was this boy?
Well, it was a girl. Okay. Thankfully, I guess. All right, let me write down, thankfully, I guess, because that's the title. Oh, shit. No, she, like, it was two girls that they talk about. Like, they were writing them letters because they wanted to be animators and shit. And you said, all right, come on down and live with me. And their parents let them. It was weird. It was just like that Michael Jackson where it's like, oh, yeah, go live with them. Real, real weird stuff. He's just like, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I thought I didn't think I was hurting you. It was what you wanted and stuff. Yeah.
Are the animators now?
You know, one of them worked on the Adult Party cartoon and on the DVD. He's like talking to her in between segments, like, yeah, this is one of our new young animators here. She draws out the hot girls. That's my John Kay, if you didn't know.
I don't know what he sounds like, but now I do.
Yeah,
now
I do. Pretty close to that.
Yeah, he sounds like J. Jonah Jameson.
he looks like a someone. Maybe a friend of your dad's brother.
Yeah,
something.
Maybe.
But yeah, he just kind of talks candid about it. I don't know. I think as an adult, you should know not to have relations with children, no matter how much they like
you. To his career, I mean,
they show him at a convention with no one at his table. He's just looking down, sketching or something, and sad walking away. Hulk music plays. But yeah, he's, oh, well, I'm retired now, not of my own choice. You know, there's still stuff I'd like to do, but whole kid fucking thing.
So did he get like any criminal charges or?
Oh, no, it was too old now, but it doesn't matter because my name's still rung through the mud.
His name's tarnished.
Yeah, I mean,
he was thrown in the fireplace just like that Declaration of Independence.
I mean, that
Toastman threw into the fire.
Did have sex with kids from what this documentary's saying, so. He might have threw himself in the fire.
So was that really the purpose of this documentary?
No, the documentary was just a documentary about Ren and Stimpy, and then they had it done, and then this broke. So it feels like a documentary with this tacked on at the end.
Anything enlightening about it?
He's just how candidly he's talking about.
No, I meant about Ren and Stimpy, about like the production or getting that shit launched or.
John Kay had a meeting with one of the ladies who ran Nickelodeon or something, pitching ideas to her. And he had this idea for a cartoon and they said, no, but I like these two characters, this cat and dog here. Can we do something with that? So it's not like he said, oh, I got this idea for Ren and Stimpy. It was, no, I got this idea. Oh, well, can we just use these two characters for something? We'll give you a job doing that. So it's not like he came up with the idea of the Ren and Stimpy show. Hmm. It was the network's, hey, let's make a show out of just these two characters.
So, yeah. So, like, yeah, doing it for the money. That's what they want. This is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's a. It was fine. It's a little tarnished. It's fine. Yeah. I didn't, oddly enough, I didn't walk away like, fuck this guy. This fucking kid fucking fuck. I can see how he charmed the pants off of him, Joe. That's what I'm trying.
Charming guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got a hot tub.
True Renaissance man. Just mainly because I imagine they fucked a lot of kids in the Renaissance.
Well, no, okay. Was that the name of his apartment or?
Probably. Complex, yeah. Well, we'll get to apartment complexes.
Yeah, I don't know how he talks like that. Like, my throat's already fucked up from just doing it a couple times, and every time it got a little worse.
Well, maybe he's in a death metal band on the side. I watched BKO, Bangkok Knockout. This is about a stunt team, fight team, like a choreographed team.
So they're dancers.
Wins a contest to be in a reality thing, whatever, but it's actually, hey, you're actually fighting for your life now in this reality TV show thing. And the acting is just fucking garbage. And the story is barely even a story, but this is the kind of movie you're just watching for all the fight shit, and that's all really well done. But it's an odd-looking cast. I don't know fucking if this was Malaysia or where this was made.
Bangkok,
yeah, wherever the fuck that is.
Thailand,
yeah. Thailand, sure. I don't fucking know. I told you I don't have a globe. Mr. Moneybags over there. But yeah, the action is fucking top notch, man. It's some real good shit. But yeah, you have to get through some of the oddest looking characters. Even the chick that they have in it that's supposed to be the attractive chick, she's just kind of like,
Since it's Bangkok, she's probably packing wood.
Maybe.
No, maybe about it, Joe.
Like I said, I don't know much about the place.
Yeah, I might know a little too much.
With a name like that, you would think.
Yeah. So I watched The Deadliest Prey. It's a sequel made 27 years later to Deadly Prey. Have you ever seen that one?
Deadly Prey.
It's about a dude who gets kidnapped, and his wife gets kidnapped, and then he goes in the woods, and he has to fight for his life because they're hunting him.
No, I haven't seen that one.
It's pretty good. It's one of my favorite bad movies.
But I've seen several movies with that plot.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, The Deadliest Prey pretty much has that plot, but it's 27 years later.
Same guy? Same wife? Are they still married?
Yeah.
All right, good. Good for them, man, because a lot of marriages...
They have a little kid now? Like,
yeah.
And the guy that he killed in the last movie, he didn't really die. They saved him, and then they locked him in jail for 27 years. And now he's out for revenge, and he's going to do the same thing as last time. But this time it's going to be shown on the internet, reality show style. Does it sound familiar, Joe?
Yeah. Is Charles Bronson in this?
Unfortunately, he's not.
Okay.
It's nowhere near as good as the original one, because in the original one, they were trying to make a good movie, and it just failed horribly. In this one, they're aware, and they're making the sequel because they have the cult audience from the first movie now. It's okay. If you like the first one, I mean, you got to watch this one. But it's all right. I had some laughs, but it's nowhere near as good as the first one. It was just made to hopefully make a little money off the cult following.
It's no Cry Havoc, huh?
No, but what is, Joe?
Right, exactly. I watched a horror film. I'm doing the quote marks in the air, called The Ascent. And it's about a guy who is schizophrenic. And his son is possessed. Or is his son possessed? Or is his son just schizophrenic too?
Or does he have a son?
Right, does he? I don't even remember how this ends. This was just fucking dog shit. Fucking horrible, horrible possession movie. It's like some of these fucking movies, can he act? Who gives a fuck? Just put him in front of the camera. That, you know, they don't even fucking, like, do an audition. Or it's just like, oh, yeah, I know a dude. It fucking sucks.
Is this a newer movie?
Yeah, this is a... I thought it was from this year, but it turns out it's 2019. Real shit.
Might as well be from this year.
That's a decent-looking poster.
So, excuse me. Speaking of new horror movies.
You went to a film festival, didn't you?
I went to a virtual. I didn't know if Tony sent you a link. I was going to send you mine. Nah, be like, hey, Joe, check this out.
And I can say that because I know you don't listen, Tony.
No, he'll probably listen to this one because I told him we were going to talk about the... But yeah, he was when I was talking about what I tried to watch. He was adamant to tell me, "Oh man, I just help run the show. I don't have anything to do with picking the movies or anything." So, way to save face there, guy.
I'm not on that jury selection.
But yeah, new horror movies. Boy, they suck. You tend to like more of them than I do, but
that's true. But it's also we don't like. There's very few that we get excited about or really give a shit about. I have maybe one or two a year that might make my list or not. But that even though we have horror of this podcast somewhere in there,
we also we have terrible and crap.
Yeah, we don't talk a lot of horror.
I don't know if I've just reached that point where I'm just like, oh, movies were better in my day, or if they really do just suck now. But I've found myself, like, not even liking a whole lot of horror movies. Like, as we talked about, I went back and watched some horror movies I used to really like, and they've dropped some. So, I don't know what's going on, but I did the virtual Houston Horror Film Fest, and I mean, God bless them. They're trying to do something. They were going to have their convention in, when was it, June or something, and then they got coronaed, and it was supposed to be this past weekend, and that didn't happen. So they said, you know what, all the entrance or submissions that we picked who want to, we're going to put you on this website and you'll pay however much to watch the movie. That's a good idea. That's an actual online festival or convention that actually makes sense, because you can go and watch whatever movies you want for whatever price that weekend.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they fucking sucked. And most of this stuff is already streaming somewhere or on DVD. So, I mean, I don't know what it was like in June if this stuff was available. But it just seems really out. Because, you know, you're like, oh, I seen this at a film festival. It's supposed to be like shit no one's really seen before. And I looked and like a couple of them were on Prime. I was like, oh, well, that kind of fucking sucks. Yeah. What if somebody, like, didn't know that and they went to the festival and paid to see that specific movie and they could have just watched it on Prime? But, I mean, it's a good idea what they're trying to make chicken salad. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, oh, boy, were these movies terrible. The first one I watched, I said, all right, man. I'm not going to be able to watch all these movies. I'll probably be able to get three in. So shoot me the ones that you think are the best. And he said, all right. So I picked three, and the first one was called Arctic. How do you spell that, Joe?
A-R-C-T-I-C?
No.
Oh, so it's Artic. A-R-T-I-C.
No. And at this point, do you even want to search anymore to see if you can find this fucking movie to watch?
O-U-R space
mm-hmm. No, T-I-C-K. I'm sorry.
Artic.
No.
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 All right.
A-R-T-I-K.
Is this a foreign film?
No.
Okay.
This is, I think the description or synopsis was like, a comic book's obsessed serial killer trains his son in the family business.
I would have passed on that just on that synopsis.
Well, see, that's why I watched it.
Oh, that sounds good.
Do you remember when Bray Wyatt led a clan of garbage men? In okay, you know the big Charles Manson looking guy in the wife beater?
Mm-hmm.
So they get him as the lead guy in this movie. And he does a shitty Buffalo Bill impersonation, Joe.
That's a pretty good one, though, Tom.
This is what he does through the whole movie. He talks like this, you see. And he wears, like, this fingerless sleeve that goes, like, up to his shoulder. It's all leather. It's like a giant glove with no fingers on it that goes up to his shoulder and has, like, a belt that goes around like a bandolier or something that holds it on. For some reason, like, that's his costume, a dirty old wife beater in that fucking leather sling or
so,
sleeve.
So, like, it's a budget Ash from Evil Dead cosplay?
No, it's less than that. It's just a dude in a wife beater and jeans. And I guess he has a sunflower farm. And the people he kills, he plants in the dirt to help grow the sunflowers. And it's not really his son, because him and his wife, like, kidnap kids and keep them in the shed to train them to kill or cut sunflowers down and sell them. You'll never know. The movie sucks.
What comics is he obsessed with?
Nothing. He just draws, like, shitty versions of him choking people. They show a scene where he has, like, comics in his little shed. But it's not like, oh, I gotta read these comic books. It sucks. And people, oh, man, this is so good. Oh, this is fucking awesome. It sucks. Again, it's shot well. It looks nice. The sound's fine. But if your story sucks and it's not fucking entertaining at all, who gives a fuck? Okay. I mean, you're making a movie. It's not a photograph, okay? I understand photography is involved and that's kind of a big fucking thing.
It is. But
bigger thing is to make it fucking entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Movies are a form of entertainment and to a lesser degree, edutainment. But yeah, it sucks. The only thing that I was just kind of giggling about, oh, it should be said, about a halfway through, I sped it up by 2 times the speed. You know, the website gave you that option. It wouldn't be there if they didn't want me to fucking use it. So I used it. Still suck. And then he started talking like this, you see. So I had a good laugh with that, but that's about it. And then I was like, all right. Then there was one called Straight Edge Kegger. And I've seen a few people post about that online. And first, that's a stupid fucking name. That's a one of the worst fucking names I've ever heard, because it's an oxymoron and doesn't make any fucking sense.
I don't know. I'm thinking we should change the podcast name to that.
Well, anyways, it stars a dude who can't act, who won Best Actor at the Houston Horror Film Festival. And him and his buddies work at a club or own a club or something. And they just hate drinking. They're all straight edge. But man, his buddy's just taking things too far. And you know what? He decides, maybe I'm going to try a beer. And then he tries a beer. And then his buddies come in shitty masks and beat up the fucking party. And I don't know what happens after that because I turned it the fuck off. Because I was done with the Houston Horror Film Festival after 1.5 fucking
movies. 1.5, no. Okay, so I want to say this is just something I've heard from another buddy of mine that puts on a festival. And I've asked him, like, okay, this, you know, these are some, like, really shitty movies you showed. What's the deal? And he just turns to me and is like, man, you should see the stuff that didn't make the cut. It's like, this was actually the fucking best of it. So they just get a shitload of really, really bad submissions. You know?
I mean, it is a way to just get money.
Yeah. And then after a while, it's like, well, this one at least looks good. You know? It's kind of like they might be going on that. All right, this one has a recognizable name, maybe somebody will come fucking see it for that purpose, you know. It's, yeah, but like you said, yeah, no, the quality, and we saw this coming a long time back once equipment got more accessible to people, once it was like, hey, anybody can make a movie now, but now it's even more so because not only can they make it just by fucking like getting cheap equipment and fucking ripped software, but they're not even paying for their production because they're crowdfunding the whole fucking thing. So if you've got no real investment in it, you know, a lot of the people, they don't give a fuck, you know, and in a lot of cases they cast their friends that can't act for shit, you know, and that's okay if you're doing some goofball flick, but if you're doing something that's supposed to be scary or fucking have some drama to it, you need some people with some acting chops, you know, not your buddy that fucking did high school theater or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. My whole thing is more of it. They want it to look good. They want it to look good and sound good. But what if you're doing and saying is boring as fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And what does it matter? I mean, just show me something that'll entertain me. If you've listened to this podcast a few episodes, you'd know that I'm willing to give a lot of shit, a lot of passes, as long as they're like trying to do something. But I don't know, man. I don't know. This, like, I fucking made kind of a tongue-in-cheek joke post saying, oh, yeah, I was going to have maybe a month or a show just dedicated. Hey, you got an indie movie you want to promote? Send it to us. Well, no. Fuck you. I'm not. No, I don't want to do it. If this was the best movies, and I'm good. Mm-mm. Fuck them. Fuck movies.
Well, that's why I watched a documentary.
Nice.
Wait, Tom. I watched After Porn Ends Part 3. Yep, the third in the series. This one isn't as good as the other two because the other two had like some stories where shit just went bad for these people. Like this dude got AIDS in one of them, or this lady, her just fucking her life fell apart. This one, everybody seems to be doing pretty good. One chick, I don't remember her name, but she's like a born again Christian and does like ministry and shit. This other one, she still like does feature dancing, but that's all she does, and webcamming. Another one's like a DJ, and like another one doesn't do shit. She made enough money to where like, nah, I'm just kicking back. You know, I'm retired because my, you know, my kid or whatever, you know.
And but, this is a 2020 movie, right?
Is it 2020?
It has to be new.
It's either 2020 or 19. 2019.
So I knew there was a 2 because I remember seeing it on Amazon.
Yeah, and I talked about it. I've talked about all 3 on this show.
I was like, why? Oh, yeah. They have a 3 now. That's one, why I spit all my beer out all over the fucking floor.
1 and 2 are really good because they, you know, it's like it balances between these really shitty stories about porn and like other people that actually fucking, you know, got out of it with money. But this one is just like, nah, this one's too feel good. I don't want to hear that.
And it's called When Porn Ends 3.
Porn Ends
3. You see anything going in or what?
Nah, they'll just show like some nude scenes or whatever. I can't remember who they were talking to. Belladonna, a lot of the Vivid girls.
They should have got the Vicious Vixens,
like Chrissy Lynn, I think, and shit, I can't remember who else.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
No.
Okay. hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I got Corner Gas, the complete series, in the mail.
Did you?
I did.
And this is that cartoon about a gas station in Canada?
No, this is a sitcom about a gas station in Canada. The other one is Corner Gas, the animated series, and that's the cartoon about the gas station in Canada.
Oh, awesome. So tell us all about these extra features.
You know, after listening to the commentary tracks and seeing the behind the scenes interviews and stuff, I don't want to say Canadians are simple people, because that sounds like I'm calling them a bunch of retarded fucks.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they just come off as quaint, simple people. I don't know what it is. It's like they're naive. Maybe they just come off just a little, gee, golly, we're 50 years behind the times. It's weird. Canadians have always came off a little off to me. I don't know why, because they're just right up there.
Yeah, not too far away.
But they're just, wait, what? It's weird. It's just slightly off. Like, they definitely can't pass for Americans. Because they'll say something and it'll sound right, but then you'll think about it in your head and you'll say, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Should we eat ketchup chips? Yeah, I knew it. You fucking Canadian. Yeah, it's a great show. It's a nice, clean show. You can sit down with the whole family and just all have a good laugh at, and maybe talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I watched The Don. This is not about Trump. This is it's D-A-W-N, The Don. This is about a young girl whose father has PTSD from World War I. And one day at the dinner table, he's just like fucking there having flashbacks and kind of like just going crazy. He got this crazy look on his face. And Lisa walks in at that scene and she's like, hey, are you watching another Down Syndrome movie? Because this is how horrible an actor this guy was. This guy was just fucking bad. This whole movie is bad. He ends up killing all his family except for one girl who goes and joins the fucking convent. So she becomes a nun. But she's maybe possessed, maybe not. Stacey Dash is also a nun there, wearing a lot of makeup.
You love Clueless.
And it turns out, at the end of the movie, the priest that's giving her the fucking exorcism gets on a train and he's going to Amityville. Because maybe he's the one that fucking gave her the demon or something. I don't fucking know. This is a boring fucking movie. It's terrible.
It's horror and it's crap.
It's acted for shit. And yeah, and then they try this whole, you know, rope-a-dope at the end to try to tie it into the whole Amityville horror shit.
Is rope-a-dope anything like Freak-a-Leak?
Yes, okay. Kind of like Freak-a-Leak. Yeah, this was also a 2019 movie.
Oh, and, just missed it.
Just missed the horror Houston Horror Film Festival.
Shucks. No, if it came out in 2019, it could have made it.
Yeah, maybe.
I think Arctic said 2019 on... Dude, that poster. I should have just looked at the poster and said, nah, dude. It's like old Arctic sitting in a fucking chair surrounded by sunflowers. Okay. And one of the kids, fucking, he spray paints the Arctic symbol on a wall. And the Arctic symbol is like an A, a T, and a K. It kind of looks like the Undertaker logo. But I mean, at that point, you're just writing shorthand for attic on the wall. That shit sucked. Yeah, not Arctic.
And if you put that on street corners, it's going to be Attack the Block.
Oh, man. That's one of my top 10 favorite horror movies.
Right.
Go to a YouTube/FancyDan.com. Or don't. I haven't. I think we have 2 or 3 videos on there. I haven't had time to put anything else up there. Thought this was going to be your job, Joe.
What else do you watch, Tom?
The sands of time slipped through the hourglass.
Oh, I thought you watched Scorpion King Part 5.
No.
Sands of Time.
Yeah, I watched our little segment for this series, but that's it.
I watched a movie called Desperate But Not Serious.
It's about fucking.
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's about two girls that are just going out and hitting nightclubs. One is wanting to meet up with the guy of her dreams, but the other one just keeps on pulling her around to these different clubs, and hilarity ensues. No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. This is a very, I guess, early 2000 movie.
Oh, so the soundtrack's awesome.
They're just going from club to club, and it's like a lot of people that are semi-famous now are in this. Like, I sent you that picture with Brian Posehn and that other fucking comedian.
Your boy.
Nathan Lane.
Patty Oz.
Yeah, Patton Oswalt. and all they do in the scenes that they're doing, they're just saying how gay Star Wars is, and it's all gay Star Wars jokes, and that's pretty much their routine now still, you know, it's Star Wars jokes. Yeah, fucking great. Henry Rollins, the great fucking actor Henry Rollins, is in this.
Who?
Yeah, just some fucking schmo. Yeah, but, like, all these clubs that they go to, it's like, wow, there's no fucking black people in L.A., I guess. You know? It's
just or like, in a Steve Ditko comic, but we'll get to that.
Well, that's college, but, yeah, we'll get to that. That's different.
How dare you?
Yeah,
there's a United Radio Edit College Fund, Joe, if you didn't know.
This is a very much a movie of its time, and... very much a movie for chicks of that time, I would say.
So this is a movie for humans with udders.
Yes. I also rewatched Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, because Bill and Ted just came out.
You're right. And I'm not going to watch that. So I figured I'd watch this one. Yeah, he sucks. He's a fucking horrible, horrible actor in this. Winona Ryder. She sucks too. Anthony Hopkins. What the fuck? Did he just do a rail before every scene? Because he's shitty too, man. He's just like overacting the part. Gary Oldman's good. And the movie just looks fucking beautiful. I mean, it's got some amazing shit going on, man.
But what? The story sucks and it's pretty fucking boring? Or
the story's the Dracula story, kind of. They kind of, like, throw weird shit at the end with, like, Mina, like, wanting to be with him or whatever. That's, you know, that's not part of the Dracula story. But it looks fucking good.
You know what I heard about Dracula, the Untold Story, the Bela Lugosi documentary that wasn't made that I'm just rambling on about? But hey, I heard Bela Lugosi was addicted to heroin.
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah, he did. I think it was heroin, yeah.
So he was a trendsetter.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's popular now.
Yeah, I don't think he overdosed and died, though, so he wasn't much of a trendsetter.
If he was alive now, do you think he would be like a Suboxone rapper?
Yes.
He'd have like a pencil-thin beard and mustache
mm-hmm.
and always look like he's fucking looking up at the bridge of his nose all the time?
Probably.
Talk like this, cuz.
I also watched One Brewer.
What?
One Brewer.
What?
One BR.
One bedroom apartment.
Yes. One bedroom. One BR is the name of this film. This chick goes to look at a apartment.
Woman!
With one bedroom. And, like, she's new in town, doesn't know anybody. She's had some trouble with her dad, so she left home. And, just after a few nights there, they, like, fucking, like, take her into this little room, like, all the people in the apartment. They're a big cult. And they're gonna, like, indoctrinate her. They're just gonna fucking leave her in this room, flashing the lights, not giving her much to eat until she's, like, part of them or willing, broken down enough to listen to their shit. And she does. She starts to be part of it. And it's like, okay, you can take your place in the community. Here you go. Here's your new husband. And it's just one shitty thing after another for this girl. But she finally breaks out. The end. No, not the end. Because she sees the symbol for the apartment. An ATK. That's the property management. And it's on all the buildings that she's passing. So these people are everywhere, Tom.
Oh, you live in the attic now. You're going to help me grow sunflowers and we'll eat the seeds. Have you ever eaten sunflower seeds, Joe? Don't they look just scrumptious?
Sunflower seeds are fucking dumb.
So is movies about fucking hillbilly garbage men killing people to grow just hypnotizing sunflowers. Would you fuck me?
That's all the movies I watch. Aside from our assignment movie.
Oh, and what was that?
How to Make a Monster. Part of our Creature Features.
Road to Halloween. Did you already forget what it was called? You came up with that one.
Yeah, the countdown. Creature Features countdown.
Countdown to Halloween. It's going to end in September.
Yeah. Because that's as far as we can count.
So how was it?
Not good, Tom.
Well, it was better than Teenage Caveman.
This was better than Teenage Caveman. Yes. Yes. And at least we get a cameo from the Crypt Keeper.
Julie Strain. She shows up wearing another Shiva costume.
She looks fucking awful in this. Like when she's naked, it's like, fucking put some clothes on, lady. It's like
my agent said I didn't have to be nude. Well, your agent lied to you and you should fucking know better at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're playing your fucking self in this
playing
movie.
Yourself.
No, that's the only reason you're here, because you're a team player and you'll do it.
So this movie is about a video game company that calls in some video game hotshot designers.
Are they, or are they like prisoners?
I don't know. But they've got 4 weeks to make the scariest game ever made. Oh, and the scenes with the video game, that looks like shit. Just fucking garbage.
And they actual video game company make that stuff. Like, I forgot what it was, but it's the people who made Evil Dead Fistful of Boomstick.
Right,
because you see that poster a few times.
Yeah, you see that poster. You see the Top Gun Flight Simulator poster.
There's a Crypt Keeper pinball machine, which Tales mm-hmm. from the Crypt pinball game is my favorite pinball.
Yeah, so
you'll hit the balls and it'll go.
That stuff was good. But yeah, Clea DuVall plays an intern, and she's just learning about the business because that's the business she wants to be in. And for some reason, this monster that they were making for the game comes alive because there's an electric storm.
It's like it's supposed to be a mocap suit,
mm-hmm.
but it's not. It looks like some kind of medieval torture device.
Armor, but yeah.
It's like a bunch of scrap metal they just cobbled together instead of getting a mocap suit.
So yeah, that thing comes alive and does a few off-camera kills. Because I guess they were already out of money just making that suit. Yeah, just not a good movie.
Yeah,
Clea DuVall discovers, hey, you gotta be a cunt if you wanted to survive in this world. She becomes a cunt at the end of the movie. And, we're the monsters, Tom. When it comes down to it, we're the monsters.
Sabretooth is in it.
Yes,
and he's the weapons guy. Like, he doesn't know coding or anything. He just has weapons.
I don't know what his purpose was.
And then there's a militant black dude who likes wine.
Mm-hmm.
He was there to die first.
You got a nerd that, I don't know, just wants to meet a girl and fall in love.
And gets offended when she buys him acne cream. Like, mm-hmm. she's not trying to fucking help him out.
Right. Yeah. You got a subplot with an abusive boyfriend that Clea DuVall has. I don't know why this was fucking written in there.
Because it was that dude from that 70s show who was recently charged with sexually assaulting women, I think.
Wow, so he wasn't acting in this. It's probably just footage of him showing up.
I think it was Danny Matherson. Maybe that was his name.
I don't fucking know, but yeah, this is
the Afro kid from that 70s show.
Not a good movie, but I looked up the toy again, and this toy doesn't look too bad. This one looks all right. like you would buy this if you hadn't seen the movie, you know, because after seeing the movie, you don't want it. But if you hadn't seen it and you just saw the toy, you're like, oh, that looks pretty cool.
So I looked at the special features with the toy. Because every one of these toys came with a disc that had like a 3 to 5 minute video on it talking about the toy. And in the last one, they said, oh, before we even had the design of the monster down, we made this toy first. And in this one, they say the same thing. And it's more of like a production thing because they had to get the toys done first so they would be out in time for the movie. And Stan Winston pretty much says, McFarlane toys, we can do better than that, you fuck.
Take that, McFarlane.
But yeah, I thought this one was fun when I watched it.
It does try to be a comedy. It's trying to be more comedy than a horror flick, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, they fail.
Yeah.
I had some laughs at it. I couldn't recommend saying watch it, but I mean, if you like bad shit movies, give this one a chance. I was remembering more of it, and I just remembered now I wanted to go back and listen to the review of me talking about this to see what I said, because I know that we did talk about this one before. But fuck it. I would say, well, I mean, after watching Teenage fucking Caveman and all these Andy Sedaris movies.
I'm hoping Teenage Caveman was the worst of this batch and then we just got that out of the way as quick as possible.
But we'll see next week when we watch The Day the World Ended.
All right. Now, like last week, I went and watched How to Make a Monster from 1958.
I was going to do that, and then I watched the trailer, and I felt like I've seen the whole movie.
Yeah, I could see them being able to boil it down. It's a special effects guy is really upset because they're, you know, the studio says, no, we got some new studio people here and we're going to quit doing these monster movies. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids want musicals these days. They want to feel good, you know, musical and, you know, things the whole family can see. So the movie he's making, and it's the same makeups from I Was a Teenage Werewolf and Teenage Frankenstein. So those exact...
Which I always liked that design. The movie, I don't know, but that weird-looking bug-eyed Frankenstein thing that...
So that's what the Shock Monster looks like in the ads for Shock Monster Mask. But if you've actually seen the Shock Monster Mask... Yeah. But yeah, so you have those makeups in this. What he does is he's having those actors, like he hypnotizes them while they're doing their makeups. So they go out at night and kill these people in their makeups.
You're going to do my bidding. You're going to do what I let me blow in your ear.
Yeah, and at the end, he invites these guys to his house for some reason. And on the wall, it's like his gallery of masks, you know, that he's made over the years. And it's a bunch of the American International. If you're familiar with those flicks, you'll recognize some of the masks and shit that are on the wall, like the fucking she creature and some of those fucking big alien movies, shit like that.
Antula.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in color, right? Because they promoted, you go and you see it's in color.
The last 10 minutes are in color.
Just one, though, red.
Yeah. it's fucking weird because I was like, hey, man, this is in color now. What's going on here? So it's they like said they did that same gimmick on the Frankenstein and the werewolf movie, too. But I don't know what kind of gimmick that is. It's like, hey, 10 minutes of color.
That's all they had the money for. It was AIP.
Yeah. Bad movie. This is definitely better than the 2001 remake in name only.
Is it in name only? Because it kind of sounds like the same thing.
Well,
no,
that's
technologies.
What we said about Teenage Caveman too, right? So, yep. Yeah, this is, of the two, this is definitely better.
Yeah, I think they were full of shit. And they were, oh, no, it's not a remake. It's just a name only, because that's what they were saying at the time when they were remaking all this stuff so people wouldn't get fucking mad. So, yeah, I think that was just a bullshit line. Saying, oh, no, it's just name only. Yeah, I think you're fucked. That's what I think.
Yeah, so the day the world ended. I can't wait to see that original.
Hey, maybe I'll have something a little special for us to talk about, too. Maybe our little section when we talk about the figure will be a little different next week. We'll see.
We'll see about that.
Maybe we'll give something away if anybody wants it. Yeah, you go on eBay and see what's the cheapest thing I could find. $11.
It's hard to give away things, Tom. Like you're trying to give away places that, you know, criminals might be hanging out at, and nobody wants that information.
Mm. I mean, Steve Ditko obviously doesn't give a fuck anymore, and he hasn't for the last few issues, and it shows.
No, it does.
Fuck, does it show?
And this cover manages to be worse than the cover before.
I told you!
Yeah. It's just like, there's a lot of blank space on this, fucking Steve. You didn't even fill up the whole fucking cover.
Who am I, Evan Dorkin? Yeah, you can talk about it. I'm done with this fucking guy.
Well, again, it's not just him. Steve, Stan Lee can't write for shit.
Oh, and Sam Rosen. We never brought him in until now.
Yeah. What the fuck is this one about?
I mean, did Stan Lee write it? Or is this Steve Ditko doing his writing?
He might be doing the writing because there's not many...
fucks given. Yeah, I can see that.
Or supervillains. It's more like this criminal mastermind that we don't fucking
see. Master planner.
The masturbator.
No. Don't be crude or vulgar.
That's a Ditko style of things. So he probably did write this, but I don't know. Again, Spider-Man's fighting just like some henchmen, some guys that have like a sleeping gas that are like stealing shit. And we see a few scenes of the master planner because he's got an underwater base. And we just see like the base, you know, from the outside.
He could be an octopus?
He's probably because
they live in the water.
They do. They do.
I think he says his name like the master planner.
Alligators can be in the water for a long time, too. So, who knows?
Oh, shit. You think it's Leatherhead from the Ninja Turtles?
It could be. It could be. You know what's at the bottom of the ocean?
A bunch of dead Italian skeletons.
There's a lot of sand at the bottom of the ocean. So, yeah, this could be anybody. A lot of this issue is just Peter going to college.
Yeah.
We get to see him doing registration.
Cool.
We get to see his first day. We're introduced to two new characters. Harry Osborn, who's kind of a dick. And Gwen Stacy.
Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't long for this world, ho.
Yeah. Later. Better get them boots while you can. Get them on sale.
Cool, buddy.
Yeah, and that's about it. Spider-Man fights these guys, and that's it. Aunt May's in the hospital.
Again.
And the doctors are saying, oh, shit, she doesn't have long.
Was that Aunt May or my dog?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nothing much going on in this fucking issue. Fosworth, again, assumes the identity of Patch. to go get information from the criminal underground.
I wish you'd watch some Spectacular Spider-Man.
Is Patch in those?
He is. Not just Patch, but Foswell. That's how I knew who it was, you see. That's how I know a lot of the shit that's been happening in this.
Well, you heard the shit I watch. I watch enough garbage. I don't need to fucking add that.
Well, it's not garbage.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe I need to quit watching these 2019 horror movies.
It's probably good. To say anything from about 2005 onward, just fuck it.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Did you like the art house ones? So I guess stick to the 824s.
I do.
To each their own. You like lists? We got a list. We got another fucking list. Hey, Joe, it's going to be pretty apparent by my list is I don't fucking like heist movies. You like heist movies, Joe? Let's hear it. Honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. I have, starting it off, the most recent one, I think, is Hell or High Water. These guys are heisting the bank. They're doing bank robberies to pay off their land.
Mm.
And they're going to go deposit that money in the bank that took their land to begin with.
Mm.
Then I have Bad Santa. He's a Santa that does heists when the malls close. Then I have Office Space. Because they set up something, so they're stealing money electronically. I don't remember exactly what their plan was. But they do give the money back, I think. Something like that.
Decimal point was in the wrong place.
Yeah. Then I have Crackers. Which
fuck
is
you, man. Donald I'm only Stubler. One guy. I know I'm fat, but still, I'm a Sean cracker. Kent,
Wallace Shawn, some Mexican dude, some black dude. They're all trying to bust into their boss's safe. Or just some old man that they know that lives around there. Then I have Drive. The Nicholas Winfrey Wren movie. this one's a little more fast-paced than his other stuff, so this may appeal to more people. And it does have Ron Perlman in it. Heist movie.
I have the Trailer Park Boys movies, because I'm sure one of them's about stealing something.
Yeah, The first one, where they're trying to steal the coins.
Yep, sure.
Yeah, not a good movie.
Jackie Brown. That showed up when I was searching.
I was trying to remember if what she was stealing or if they were stealing anything in that movie. I don't remember.
Then I have the Lady Killers remake, because that showed up when I was searching.
That almost made my honorable mentions.
And then I have Precious, because she stole that chicken.
She did. Oh, fuck, that's a good one, Tom. That's good.
And then I have Mortal Kombat Annihilation, because they were trying to steal Earthrealm.
Where would they put that?
They were going to combine it. They were going to combine the realms.
Ah.
Yeah. Number 10.
Raising Arizona. Lady Killers didn't make it, but this Joel and Ethan Coen movie did. They're bank robbers.
I have the Hurricane Heist. It's a fun piece of shit, and Heist was in the name, so it had to make the list.
It did. It did. I have The Collector.
For what, number 9?
Number 9. I have The Collector. The main guy in it is a thief, but he fucking breaks into the wrong house because the collector is at that house, and he's got little traps set all over the place. Kind of like Home Alone, but violent.
He doesn't try and steal your nachos, does he?
Mm-mm.
Gets good. For my number 9, I have Avengers Endgame, and I said number 9 with an M because I'm an asshole. Number 8.
What are they stealing in Endgame?
Oh, the hearts of millions. Hmm. Oh, Infinity Jewels or whatever the fuck.
They stole Thor's thunder.
Yeah, I guess.
Being able to pick up that hammer. Mm-hmm. Number 8, I have Stander. The best movie that Thomas Jane has ever been in. He is a real life thief somewhere, some other country, not here. We'll say Australia.
I have Half Baked, because they were stealing that weeds from the medical facility.
Well, that's not good. They need that for research.
Number 7.
Kelly's Heroes.
Hmm.
Clint Eastwood. Donna Sutherland. I think Telly Savalas is in this too. Don Rickles is in it.
Telly Savalas had some nice jackets.
They're after some Nazi gold.
Luckily it's not Quantrell's, otherwise they'd have some fucking competition.
No, this is Nazi gold. Not Quantrell's. It's not fucking the Japanese gold either on some island.
Oh, my number 7 is Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. They were breaking in to steal that diamond or something. I don't know. The fucking broads were stealing something.
Yeah, I don't remember a whole lot about that movie. There's a scene with the broads just walking in tandem.
Yeah. I
remember that, and I'm thinking, man, this sucks. This is fucking bad. Yeah, I mean, not as bad as Clerks 2, but it's pretty fucking bad. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I heard what you said. Joe, don't mock our only listener.
I know.
Number 6.
The Getaway. The Sam Peckinpah classic with Steve McQueen. Everybody says The Wild Bunch. The Wild Bunch. Oh, it's a fucking classic. It's the greatest Western ever made. That's not even Peckinpah's best movie. The Getaway is really fucking good, man. The Getaway.
My number 6 is a movie that I hope Joe sees soon so he can finally watch Black Panther. And that movie would be Spider-Man Homecoming. In it, the Vulture steals stuff.
Does he throw shit through people's windows?
Yeah, no, he doesn't. Because he has alien technology, so he has no use for rocks.
Which aliens? The Kree?
The Chitauri?
Chitauri?
Remember from the Avengers? They came down and destroyed New York, and then the Avengers fluffed them up. So now all this alien stuff was just scattered around the city, and they had to call in damage control to clean it up. And then Vulture got fired, and he said, "You know what, mates? Let's start stealing this and make a little money for ourselves, you know, a little chicken scratch." Bah-bah! He does a lot of bird puns in the movie and then does bah-bah!
It's does weird. He really?
Yeah, you didn't think it would work, but it actually works.
Bah-bah!
Then the Shocker goes, "Caw-caw!" And he says, "Hey, your eye do the bird stuff here, you fuck." And then he shoots him and gives the gauntlets to another guy. He's like, "You're the Shocker now, and you better not go hoo hoo or any other fucking bird noises, or I'll kill you too." Number 5.
Ronan.
The Accuser. Again,
everybody talks about William Friedkin. Oh, The Exorcist, The Exorcist.
Killer Joe.
Ronan is his fucking... Well, Killer Joe's pretty good, too. And that had some thieving going on, too.
Hmm. Did it? Oh, no!
It did. Huh. So, yeah, Ronan is at number 5. Tied with Killer Joe.
Sucked his chicken.
Fuck, since you brought up Michael Keaton, I forgot about the founder, because he stole those McDonald Brothers idea. You know, shit. Yeah, Ronan's a good
number 5.
Yes,
Demon Knight. Wasn't he trying to steal that little vial of Jesus' blood?
Yeah, he was. He was trying to get it.
Yeah, all right, so I guess it counts. Number 4.
The Red Violin. This movie chronicles the history of this violin, and it's up for auction. And Samuel Jackson rips it off at the end of the movie so his daughter can play it. Great movie.
My number 4 is Boss Radio Edit.
But he's a lawman.
Yeah, but the other people who come into town stealing stuff aren't.
Are they stealing stuff, or are they just being ornery?
Hey, language.
Hmm.
Oh, I thought you said uppity.
Oh, we'll get to that.
All right. Number 3.
Dead Presidents. So we've got to that. Upset by the way they're being treated by the system, some brothers and a sister decided to start robbing banks. And this is a good fucking movie. This is a really, really good movie. I need to go back and watch it again. That way I can assure myself that this is a good movie I remember it being.
Mm-hmm. You just remember the iconic trash can scene and the gunfire.
Popping out of that trash can like Oscar the Grouch.
Like, baby. Ah, my head. I didn't expect those covers to be so fucking heavy.
Who put the chain on?
My number 3, Set It Off, starring Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah.
Just kidding. It's Paddington 2. Because fucking, what's his nuts, David's boyfriend? What's his name? Hugh Grant? He stole a book and framed Paddington. Oh, and then I met Hugh Grant in a pub and we hugged each other. You remember that story?
Yes. Yeah, Paddington
does. Watching football.
Watching, yeah.
Rugby, as you blokes say. Hey, we should have asked him about growing up in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2.
The Long Riders. one of the better westerns made. This is about the James Gang, not the band. I don't even know what song that is. But, the Long Riders is a. It's filled with brothers in the cast. So you got James Keach and Stacy Keach. You've got David Carradine and Keith Carradine. You've got Randy Quaid and Dennis Quaid.
Star Whackers.
Yeah, you got a couple others. I can't remember who the fuck, but this is a good Western. And yeah, these guys robbed trains. That's what they did. They robbed trains and banks, man.
They robbed trains and run them.
Train.
Planes and automobiles. Wah, wah.
My number two is Observe and Report. Because they steal stuff from a mall, you see.
Is this the one with... No, that's Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
This is the one with Seth Rogen and that Mexican dude from Eastbound and Down in Ant-Man.
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yes. Roberto Obregon.
Mm-hmm. Good acting. Fuck that dude. In peace. He's awesome.
Number one.
Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. Because they have to steal the Enterprise to go and search for Spock. Mm. Heist flick right there. Heisting the fucking Enterprise, baby. Woo!
Well,
and if you know anybody can do it, it's Captain James T. Kirk.
T stands for Turberis. Turberises. Tiberoso. One of those. Or a combination. You figure it out. I got Office Space.
Tiberius, but, you know, it's a typical name for an Iowa farm boy.
Just a good old boy.
Office Space, I seen that one.
It's good. It's good. Put the decimal point in the wrong place.
He did, yeah. They used Richard Pryor's plan from Superman 3.
The old dick. So I hope you're ready for next week when we talk about Enlist. Our top 10 Canadian movies. So everybody, head on over to FastCustomShirts.com and get your shirts. Unless you're a fat fuck, then the size aren't there. Then you better head on over to Big and Tall Store and get some fucking shirts with Beethoven on it that say Big Dog. And after that, head on over to DWNProductions.net and get your Halloween orders in now. Or just wait till the last weekend of September when I have a sale. But you didn't hear that now. And get the Mummy Bundle, because those will be taken off the site the day before the sale starts. So you will not be able to get a discount on those. So if that's what you're waiting for, fuck you.
Oh, and tune in next week where, as Tom said, it's going to be doing something a little bit different with our Creature Features Countdown to Halloween. Where he's probably going to be giving away that natural gas box set that he got.
Speaking of which... I do have King of the Hill, the complete series, coming on DVD.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun, Tom.
Well, thank you, Elvis and Boy God.
Let's take some calls from the request line. Caller number one.
Hey, man, what's up? This is Dominique from Shady No Trailer Park.
What's up, Dominique?
I want to hear that song from Lil Yeah. John Pete Pablo.
All right, I got that coming right up for you. Now, shout out to the radio station that gave you what you wanted.
W-boom-boom-bee-bee. What you doing from the front? What you doing from the back? Better break it down like that. 24, 34, 46. Splitting thick, I need a girl like a freak, and when I try shit, and they scared of a bitch.